There are a lot of people out there, like me, who believe they have the souls of animals for one reason or another, and we call ourselves furry. But the word furry is much larger than that, and includes so many other different types of people, such as people who enjoy dressing up as animals, people who enjoy drawing animals, people who enjoy anthropomorphic animals, animals with man shapes, and also people who enjoy playing with animal puppets, like Eric here. If you want to find out more, just type furry into a search engine, and you will be spoiled for choice at the number of links you will find.
A lot of people will say, what's wrong with just being human? There's nothing wrong with just being human. If you ain't got a furry side, you ain't got a furry side.
The UK fur and wear community are a little known subculture. Internet subscription lists show there are approximately 200 in the UK and 1,000 in America.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
We call non-furries mundanes. There's always been a big thing within the furry scene that we would love to find a different word, because just the same as there is no stereotypical furry, there is no stereotypical mundane.
Is it for your girlfriend to make her happy?
No. I'm on my own at the moment. Nah, it's all for me, really.
Do you think I could do something like that?
Well, you probably could. It just takes a case of getting the makeup and trying, you know?
Eddie, as I call him, first told me that he was a furry a couple of years ago. Originally he was hanging out with goths, and then he started talking about these other group who were into dressing up as animals, and I checked out his website and he had a few links and bits and pieces about furries. Then he invited me down to go out with him, and so I met them all, and they were a really nice, friendly bunch of people. Great laugh. Party animals.
It's much more than just an animal lover. It's embracing, you know, animal inside.
Furriness is just basically collecting everything I've always loved and putting it into one thing. Ever since I was little, I've always had animals around me. I grew up with a dog when I was 2 years old. He was my best friend at the time, the person I could talk to when I came home. And he died March this year, which I was really torn up about. But myself and my mum didn't really talk about it, because we felt when we did, we were going to, you know, burst into tears. And that was probably a bad idea, because we just kept it to ourselves. And we didn't realise how each other were feeling about it. So
you've got a strong affinity with wolves.
Yeah.
But how did that translate? Like, why a wolf? Why wolf?
I suppose because I've grown up with a dog, I feel an affinity to their wild species, which is wolves. But I've always felt canine-ish. When I went to the internet and found new people, it just developed a lot quicker, and I realised that it was okay to do this, and it was something natural.
It's not role-playing, because it is part of you. Maybe it's just being yourself and not being afraid. When I make up, it's not like major internal transformation or anything. I mean, you know, the cat is always there. The makeup comes off, the cat stays. I suppose, for one thing, I mean, there is this thing about sort of a feline side to me, which, you know, is part of my personality.
What does that mean, a feline side?
Well, it affects the way I act. I mean, you know, vain as hell, running joke almost that much, but it affects how I move. But then I found out what it was, like feeling in my soul, like logic wasn't all there was. Kind of gravity, and that was just the first bit of the feeling inside of me. I knew for sure I was a fur when I was 13, probably was before then. I'm now 25. Didn't know what furry was at that time. Didn't know there was a scene or anything. I only discovered that later when a friend of mine pointed out a site on the internet, which was quite a surprise because, you know, just sitting here in a sort of one room in London and suddenly discover there's, you know, thousands of them there.
As far as furry is concerned, there really is a virtual community, which is actually necessary because furry is such a small subculture. People have very meaningful interactions in furry virtual worlds. And then for people who are really into the role-playing side of things, there's literally any analogue of real life. There's bars, there's a swimming pool, you know, there's one room I've come across where poetry readings take place. One person goes in the room, everyone sits in the room, that person reads poetry they've written, then someone else gets up and reads poetry, and there's actual audience interaction, etc. I do not consider myself to be a squirrel in any way. I'm normal, I'm a human being, of course. But the thing with squirrels is that I associate myself with squirrels in a perhaps a psychological way, and sometimes I can just, in a difficult situation or if I'm stressed, I can sit down and relax for a minute and think, what would a squirrel do? In the wintertime, when it's cold, the squirrels will leave their nests and go to other squirrel nests and go into them, and they're normally quite territorial, but when it's cold they coalesce in one nest just to keep warm, and they snuggle each other, and it's really cute. And a lot of furry societies like that, in that there's a lot of open relationship just to make things easier amongst people.
There's a pretty wide range of animals in the furry scene, but obviously you get some that turn up more often than most. It's not so much you choose your animal, you just know it.
I discovered furry about 2 years ago. It was an online resource that someone pointed me to. Before I thought I was just some nutter with an animal guiding me around, but it was good to find out I wasn't. I think it would be silly for me to say I actually am a fox. I'm clearly, by the way I look, a human. But I have guidance from my fox, and I have certain tendencies which make me identify with the Arctic fox. For example, pack mentality.
I mean, just think of what it would be like if you could walk down the street and you were a fox, and you were smelling what a fox smells, you're hearing what they hear, and you're seeing what they see, and you're in touch with a completely different part of yourself. I mean, I guess I feel quite sorry for people who don't feel what we feel.
Well, we met in the chat room, and we were talking to each other online for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And it was just really nice, because it's really sweet on the internet.
To me, it's a lifestyle, a proper way of living. I mean, when I'm down in London, I wear my tail and everything. But even when I'm at home and I'm not wearing my tail or anything, I'll growl at people or pounce on people if I want to.
I mean, if you think about it, we feel this affinity with animals. We feel ourselves to be animal-like. And that gives you a certain kind of emotional freedom, a way to express yourself. But like straight-laced, mundane people don't have.
Oh, my God!
When I knew him at school, he was very, I wouldn't say withdrawn, but he wasn't confident himself, and he was very untrusting of people, including me, and I couldn't trust him because of that. Now that he's found this group of people who have similar ideas about themselves, the personality, the furries, he's blossomed in a way. He's much more confident, he's confident in himself, in his life, and because of that he's much more trusting of people.
Right, this is where I'm about to do something very disgusting, because I'm about to eat as I take the seatbelt.
So. It's given me the confidence to sort of go out there, and I can just walk straight through the streets of London completely furred up now.
I'm generally not a small dog person.
Being a fur is a lifestyle. Wares believe they are actually part animal.
I've not been a wolf. I can only assume that what goes through my mind is what a wolf would act like. There is a medical condition called lycanthropy, where you have a delusion that you're a wolf or a werewolf. It's Hollywood that's then brought up the business of turning into a ravishing beast at full moons. But this isn't something that occurs on the community that I know of. My view of lycanthropy, therianthropy, or weirdness, it's not a disease. I'm sane. I'm not somebody that needs to be locked up in a mental hospital because I have a delusion that I'm a wolf. Or at least I hope I don't have to be locked up in a mental hospital. It's just a spiritual side of me, how I feel. I wouldn't, out of choice, walk around London wearing a fursuit. I have got a tail that I've made, but it's not something that I subscribe to a lot of the time in public. I know a lot of weirs are the same. There are people out there who prefer the label fur. They dress up like furry artwork, anthropomorphic artwork. It's just, to me, a more deeper spiritual side than some of the furs I know.